SBS Radio.
Nitong mga nakaraang linggo ay ipinakilala namin sa inyo ang Pamilya Custodio, ang pamilyang Pilipino na naging paksa ng isang online petition na sinimula ng mga kapwa residente sa Bell, isang bayan sa rural Queensland. Nitong nakaraang Disyembre ay tinanggihan ng Department of Home Affairs ang kanilang aplikasyon para sa permanent residency. Nahaharap ang pamilya ngayon sa one-out, all-out policy ng departamento sa kadahilanang ang isa sa mga anak ng mag-asawang Geoffrey at Geraldine Custodio ay hindi nakapasa sa health requirement ng departamento dahil sa autism ng bata. Sa ulat na ito, kikilalanin naman natin ang ilang mga lokal na residente ng Bell na siyang sumusuporta sa pamilya na makamit ang karapatang manatili dito sa Australia. Sa isang maligayang salo-salo, nasaksihan ko ang samahan ng isang komunidad na lubos ang pagtanggap at pagpapahalaga sa mga migranteng tulad nina Geoffrey, Geraldine at ng kanilang apat na anak. Si David Burns ay isa sa mga residente ng Bell at malapit na kaibigan ng mga Custodio. Pamilyar si David sa pinagdadaanan ng mag-asawang Geoffrey at Geraldine sa pangangalaga ng kanilang anak na si Gain na may autism. Ang panganay na anak ni David ay na-diagnose ng ADHD.
It's almost a personal with Geraldine and her kids. I've had first-hand experience with my eldest boy who had special needs. He was diagnosed with ADHD. The school in Dalby, they didn't have the time or the ability to do anything. So we homeschooled him for nearly 2 years. We moved to Bell and the school integrated him back into school slowly. And he went from being probably a year and a half to 2 years behind to when he graduated, he was the school captain and ducks of the school. This school has the ability to help a lot of these children.
Naniniwala si David na mahalagang manatili ang pamilya sa Bell para tuluyang munlad ang kalagayan ni Gain, tulad na lamang ng malaking pagbabago sa kanyang anak. Yan aniya ay sa tulong ng Bell State School na may kakayahang tumulong sa mga batang may natatanging pangangailangan.
Yeah, I believe that the school can help Gain with his needs. And yeah, we want them to stay and be part of this community.
Ngunit hindi lamang ang pamilya Custodio ang nangangailangan ng tulong ng komunidad. Ayon sa mga kakilala, malaki rin ang naitulong ng mag-asawang Geoffrey at Geraldine sa lokal na ekonomiya. Sina Craig Winter at Tracy Renton ang nagmamay-ari ng lokal na caravan park. May 3 taon na nang dumating sa Bell sina Craig at Tracy. Na magsimula sila sa negosyo, napag-alaman nilang merong isang commercial kitchen sa bukana mismo ng caravan park. Aminado ang dalawa na kailangan nila ng isang kainan sa lugar, ngunit wala silang kapasidad para magpatakbo nito. Nirekomenda ng ilang mga residente si Geraldine upang magtayo ng isang cafe na siya ngayong puntahan ng mga lokal na residente at turista. Kilala na ngayon ang caravan park ni na Craig at Tracy dahil sa lutong Pilipino ni Geraldine na umani ng magagandang review sa internet lalo na sa camping community.
Craig and I have only been here 2.5 years, and there's a commercial kitchen attached to the caravan park that we didn't want to take on ourselves. And we thought, what do we do with it? So we'll advertise it to somebody local. We'd heard about Geraldine, but we'd never met her at that stage. We did see a Filipino walking around the town with a couple of kiddies, so we assumed that that was Geraldine. And other people in the town have said to us, you need to get Geraldine down here, she'd be really good for in that space and for your business. So we advertised, Geoffrey and Geraldine came out and had a look and said, we'd like to do it. So, word of mouth from other people saying, you've done the right thing taking on Geraldine. We knew that local community, that she lived locally, her children went to the local school, and we wanted to keep it in the community. So Geraldine has been an asset to this business for us. She's done things that people will come in, and if we're not here, she'll take care of them. We've never asked her to. She's just done it off her own bat. Everybody who comes in and has Geraldine's food always comment how great it is and what a wonderful person and her family are. And we agree.
Ayon kay Craig, malaki ang bahagi ng multikulturalismo sa pagbibigay buhay sa mga lugar tulad ng Bell. At dapat lamang aniya na marami pang mga migrante ang mahikayat na manirahan sa regional Queensland.
A lot of Australians don't want to move out to the country. They want to be on the east coast or the big cities. And so people who migrate to Australia, I think they go to the countries because it's more accepted. And then they find their feet and then they may move to the city. But I think having multiculturalism in the country towns is great. There should be more of it actually. And
sina Amanda Burns at Sarah Heathwood ay kapwa ina at mga malalapit ding kaibigan ni Geraldine. Ayon kay Amanda, malaking bahagi na ng komunidad ang pamilya ni Geoffrey at Geraldine. Sa katunayan aniya, ang kanilang negosyong cafe ang nagsisilbing puso ng komunidad at ang pagkaing Pilipino ay tumutulong bumuklod sa mga tao sa Bell.
I've known Geraldine since the boys started their friendship was pretty much instant, and I've been involved with Geraldine in choirs together, we've walked together, we work together.
What about you, Sarah?
I first met Geraldine at the school and around, and then she was serving her food, and we our kids both do swimming together, so a few years. I just really loved Geraldine and her family, and yeah, they're just really lovely, giving, friendly people, and I wanted to support them, you know, doing the right thing for their family.
Well, it's not just Geraldine, it's the whole family have made such a positive impact to the community. I just can't imagine not having them here. I love them. And they've really supported the community and think that we should get behind them and support them too.
Sa kabila ng pangambang mapabalik sa Pilipinas, nais pa din nina Geraldine at Geoffrey na patuloy pagsilbihan ang lugar na sa kanila'y umampon sa bawat putahing Pilipinong kanilang iahain. Dahil sa bayan ng Bell, walang anumang pulisiya ang magtatanggi na sila'y ganap na bahagi na ng isang ideal na Australia, na sa ngayon ay mistulang pangako pa lamang sa kasagsagan ng eleksyon. Para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntosh.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.